Now, antiviral pills to treat the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 have been called a game changer. But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that some pharmacies in Wisconsin aren't seeing a lot of demand for them. We're taking a look at the medications, how they work, and why they're not always getting to the patients who could benefit from them. Dr. Bart Capone treats hospitalized patients at UW Health. He's a clinical professor of medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Capone, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about these antiviral pills and how they work against COVID-19?
Absolutely. The first antiviral pill is called molnupiravir, and that causes lethal mutagenesis, or a series of mutations in the virus RNA that ultimately leads to it not being able to reproduce or do the things it needs to do. The other pill is a combination of two antivirals. The brand name is Paxlovid, and that blocks a chemical in the virus called viral protease, and without that, once again, the virus can't reproduce.
What's the deal with timing on these? When do we take them in the course of a COVID-19 infection?
Great question, and that's one of the important barriers. Mm-hmm. People need to start these therapies within 5 days of the onset of their symptoms, so the window's pretty tight compared to some of the monoclonal antibodies where you have as much as 10 days from symptom onset to get in and get treated.
Yeah, can you talk about that? If I have like maybe symptoms today, I get tested in a couple days, takes a couple days to get the test back. By the time I have that lockdown, it might be too late for these pills to be of benefit?
Yes, absolutely.
They've been described as a game changer by some people, if we can get them used and get them used right. Why? How big a difference can they make?
They certainly can make a difference, and it's nice to have a potentially effective treatment for COVID. But to call it a game changer is a little challenging. For Paxlovid, if we look at the published data, which looked at unvaccinated patients at the highest risk of getting very sick from COVID, we had to treat 17 to 20 patients to save one hospitalization or emergency room visit. If you look at molnupiravir, that number is more like 35. For comparison, based on some old studies, for people who have strep throat and get penicillin, the number needed to treat there is about 3.5. So not quite as powerful as some other treatments for some other diseases.
So weighing that more limited effect versus possible side effects, is this something that people should be seeking out if they get a COVID-19 positive diagnosis?
I think on balance, yes. From our perspective, the biggest benefit is saving any hospital beds. You know, everyone's aware of how strapped healthcare has been for a long period of time, and in particularly in the last Omicron surge. Our perspective was that getting these pills to the people at the highest risk of getting sick, to prevent them from getting sicker and or requiring a hospital bed, is a winner. In terms of side effects, so far these medications seem pretty well tolerated. It hasn't been out in large quantities for a very long time, so it's a little hard to say yet.
So with all that in mind, Dr. Capone, what do you think it would take to overcome some of the barriers and get these drugs into wider use?
Primarily supply. That was maybe the single biggest barrier for the 17,000-odd patients UW Health considers medically homed with us. We've received around 200 courses of therapy. That's a very approximate estimate, but it's close. DHS and the federal government successfully allocated these to the states, trying to share for everyone. So supply is the major choke point right now. That five-day window for symptoms is a big challenge, and especially as people are increasingly vaccinated and taking precautions, and if they're not high risk, you know, is that stuffy nose a symptom of COVID, or is it just something you hope will go away? And then when there's testing delays, as you alluded to earlier, all of a sudden we've run out of our 5 days and we can't get them to people. So it's a very multifaceted problem to get these out faster.
That Milwaukee Journal Sentinel piece I referenced earlier, they went to pharmacies and said, you know, the pharmacist said, we're just not seeing a lot of prescriptions coming our ways. We've got the supply here, but nobody's coming in to get them. Do the drugs need to be in a different place in the first place?
Perhaps, you know, the challenge there is that pharmacies is how we generally distribute drugs. Mm-hmm. Speaking for my team, we have a large and very skilled and professional pharmacy department. And we'd been thinking about this for a long period of time. Anecdotally, I've heard of smaller pharmacies, like privately owned, like, quote, mom and pop, end quote, operations, where they suddenly get this allocation of pills and they're not sure what to do with it. How do you advertise this? And it's not as simple as just passing it out. Paxlovid, for example, has many potential drug interactions that need to be checked carefully before you distribute the pill. So that's another logistical challenge.
I'm guessing I know your answer to this, but these aren't a replacement. These pills aren't a replacement for getting vaccinated. Is that right?
I agree with that. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
So how do you see these antiviral pills being used as we start now this effectively third year of the pandemic?
They're another useful tool in the toolbox. Again, we don't know what the long-term outlook for these medications are, and I'm no virologist, but molnupiravir does have a potential to induce resistance by changing how it induces the mutations. Paxlovid is pretty well preserved across coronaviruses, and a lot of the research on that comes from the original SARS virus, but we won't know until we get there, basically.
Dr. Capone, thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Bart Capone. He treats hospitalized patients at UW Health and teaches medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's with us today to talk about new antiviral pills that treat COVID-19 and why they're not being widely used in Wisconsin.